Listen to this news. UK food and drink exports to EU drop 34% post-Brexit, says FDF. British food and drink exports to the European Union have fallen by more than a third since Brexit, according to new figures from the Food and Drink Federation, FDF. The decline underscores the impact of post-Brexit trade barriers on the UK's most significant trading relationship. Post-Brexit trade challenges impacting UK exports. Despite the continued popularity of British products such as whiskey, chocolate, and cheese, overall food export volumes to the EU dropped to 6.37 billion kilograms in 2024, a 34% decline compared to 2019. The FDF attributes much of this reduction to bureaucratic complexities introduced after the UK's departure from the EU in January 2020. While global factors such as the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine have played a role in trade fluctuations, the FDF highlights that other European nations, including the Netherlands, Germany, and Italy, have increased their export volumes since 2020, reinforcing concerns over Brexit-related trade restrictions. Rising imports amid domestic farming pressures. At the same time, UK food and drink imports surged to a record £63.1 billion in 2024. Imports from the EU rose by 3.3% year-on-year, while imports from non-EU countries increased by 7.4%. The EU remains the UK's leading trade partner in the sector, accounting for 61.8% of exports and 75.6% of imports, valued at nearly £45 billion in 2024. These rising imports come as British farmers face mounting challenges, including tax policy changes, adverse weather conditions, and rising production costs. Farmers have warned of a looming cash flow crisis that could further strain domestic food production. Uneven trade barriers and calls for reform. Despite the introduction of new border checks on EU animal and plant product imports in April 2024, EU food and drink imports to the UK have continued to grow. The FDF points out that UK businesses exporting to the EU face significantly stricter requirements than their European counterparts importing into Britain, with small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, struggling the most to meet the EU's stringent regulations. The FDF is urging the government to work closely with the food and drink industry to address unnecessary trade barriers with the EU. These latest figures show the stark reality for the UK's 12,500 food and drink businesses who are struggling to deal with the complexity and bureaucracy that comes when trading with Europe, said Balwinder Dutt, FDF's Director of Industry Growth and Sustainability. Government must prioritize working with the EU and our industry to remove as many of these barriers as possible. Global trade growth and future trade agreements. Despite the challenges in EU trade, global food export volumes increased by nearly 6% in 2024. The UK's trade agreement with Australia has begun to yield results, with the value of UK food and drink exports to Australia rising by 9% to £429.5 million in 2024. While Ireland and France remain the UK's top export markets, the United States has climbed into third place, driven by strong demand for British staples such as tea and biscuits. The FDF is optimistic that a potential UK-US trade agreement could protect the sector from future tariffs, particularly amid growing concerns over global trade tensions. Policy and law: Trump warns 200% tariff on EU alcohol as trade war intensifies.